Hello, and welcome to this edition of Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where I share my thoughts with you when I park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in my car. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and you're a part of the best audience on the internet. In this edition, we're going to look at phrases. Phrases, yes. Phrases that we often take for granted and maybe don't really recognize or realize have different meanings. And a couple of words here and there that are kind of fun. So the couple of words I want to share with you actually aren't phrases. Sorry about that. False advertising on this podcast is not something we're known for. But it's a couple of words. So if you ever bother to take a word apart, right? You can go to the dictionary, look at the different parts of the word and kind of some of their Latin or root origins, you know, with other languages. English has been highly influenced by French, highly influenced by German, highly influenced by Proto-Indo-European, which is oftentimes abbreviated in a dictionary as PIE. And so we have some absolutely incredible words. For example, the word wonderful. I love the word wonderful. And it goes back to a root word that actually means to make one smile. And so whenever I listen to Handel's Messiah, which is a great, wonderful piece, and they're quoting Isaiah where it says that, you know, it'll talk about Christ being, you know, born and how the government will be upon his shoulders and his name shall be called Wonderful, right? And the idea there is that you're communicating the amazement about something that makes you smile. Now, that may not be everybody's religious belief, but the idea here is wonderful is this incredible word, and it directly relates to that natural expression to smile when you discover something cool. There's a couple of other words I wanted to share with you guys today that we oftentimes don't think about. So awful, right, sounds like it has the word awe, like awe-inspiring, right, which would generally be a good thing, right, to be awe-inspired. But somehow the word awful actually, although it sounds like it's something where you're full of awe, means something quite different in English. And this can throw people off if they're not used to being a native English speaker. Usually does the first time. And so awful is actually the opposite. And I'm not sure how we got there, but we definitely got there with that word. A couple of other quirks about English that are quite interesting, and you just have to laugh at the language we use, right? Is that butt dial, right? Butt dial, the process where your phone in your pocket accidentally dials somebody, and booty call, right? Booty call, aren't the same thing, but essentially linguistically they are. Each of them have two parts in their names, right? Dial and call are synonyms, right? Butt and booty are synonym are synonymous, right? So you would think that in a two-word phrase, right? Each of them are two-word phrases where both words are synonymous, that they would mean the same thing. And in fact, they don't. And so it's kind of interesting that we have in English just this wonderful conglomeration of different meanings with words, even though their history is really not quite matching up. Walter Winchell once said that English was the bastard language of the world. And what he was trying to convey in that phrase, right, is that English has no master. It has no direct origin. It is so accommodating. It is the melting pot of, you know, other languages. And it's so amazing. We've adopted languages from French and Spanish. Some of our earliest words that we've adopted, you know, we've got some words in our language that we actually adopted from Native Americans. One of the first words that we adopted from Native Americans came back with Christopher Columbus, right? And then was used in the Iberian Peninsula, right, where Christopher Columbus was living and worked with, right? And then migrated its way up into England and did so, or into Great Britain, and did so with the advances in shipping. And that word, believe it or not, is actually the word hammock, okay? Hammocks were not known to Europeans. They'd never designed them or built them. Christopher Columbus, when he saw the Native American tribes, you know, sleeping in hammocks, right, he had them installed on the ships on the way home. And so that technology of having hammocks actually saved sailors' lives because of the way that it reduced the amount of germs that were there in the bedding material and that sort of thing, which was great And in addition to that, it was a more comfortable sleeping arrangement for sailors, and they got a better night's sleep out of it. So one of the first words in English that ever came from the New World was hammock, and just a couple of fun things to share. So, you know, this edition of Parking Thought deals with language. You know, it's something I've been curious about, and there's so much more to explore, but I don't have my dictionary out in front of me right now. And yes, I do have a large dictionary that I absolutely love. But the idea here is take something that you take for granted and go explore it. Find something. It doesn't even matter what it is. Even if you want to go look at the language that you use, you can find something with your curiosity that allows you to be grateful for the heritage that you have. The heritage that we have in the words that we use and our ability to communicate with those words is awesome. Even if it's a little backwards, even if booty call and butt dial look like they should be the same thing and they're not, I'm still really grateful that English allows me to share what I'm thinking with so many people. And speaking of people, I'm glad that you guys are here. You guys are part of the best audience on the internet. And that's the end of this episode. This is the part where I tell you that this can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links that you can find in the show notes or over at parkingthought.com. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?